Welcome back, everybody. And I want to say special thanks to all of the folks on our text lines participating in our lively discussion this afternoon. Mark from Prairie du Sac, Lori from Hayward, Tom from Monona, Ollie in the Northwoods, Cam from Appleton, Kurt in Madison, Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids. You all are welcome to participate every day in our program. And remember, right now, we have a dedicated phone line and an email for you to tell us about the impacts of the big, brutal bill, the shutdown, the tariff terror, the impacts of those things on your family. The dedicated phone line is 855-755-0771. You'll hear my voice on there asking you to share your stories with us. You may end up hearing them on air. If you'd prefer not to do that in a voicemail, you can email us at wematter@civicmedia.us. That email address is wematter@civicmedia.us. Because at the base of all of this, it is only if we give and present like the flesh, the real blood and guts, the real world impacts of these things on folks from our own communities that I think we can hope to break through. And so I wanted to do a bit of that before we hit the top of the hour. And at the top of the hour, really excited, I'm joined by an expert on healthcare in this country. Her name is Jennifer Sullivan. She's with the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. You're not going to want to miss that interview coming up at 5 o'clock. But I wanted to talk about the impact of the tariff terror, the big brutal bill, all of these things on Wisconsin farmers. Because the latest ag economy barometer that was published by Purdue University on October 7th, so just this week, said that farmers nationwide, they are very concerned. Their economic condition is weakening, even though they are in a bumper crop year. They've got record high corn and soybean yields, my goodness. But they are not going to do as well this year. And here in Wisconsin, we produce over 60% of the nation's supply of cranberries. And the United States is the largest supplier of cranberries worldwide. Here in Wisconsin, our cranberry farmers export to the EU, Mexico, Canada, and China. If those countries sound familiar, they are the ones that Donald Trump has slapped some of the highest tariff levels on. And so when we look at our cranberry farmers, they are going to be disastrously impacted by Donald Trump's taco tariff terror and the fact that he seems to flippity-floppity every day. And just yesterday, Donald Trump was busy threatening another massive increase in tariffs on Chinese imports in retaliation for restrictions that China imposed this week on the export of rare earth minerals from China to the U.S. And it appears that Donald Trump, the great negotiator, is canceling a meeting with China's leader Xi Jinping. This is hurting Wisconsin farmers. There's no question about it. All of that economic insecurity and the pain that's impacting farmers is being made worse by the mass deportations. Recall that a recent ICE deployment here in Wisconsin scooped up 24 dairy workers in Manitowoc. Most had no criminal records, and the deportation of these entire crews was occurring. That hurts farmers. Here's what's interesting. Derek Van Orten was addressing a group of farmers, and they were expressing these concerns, and he said this. I cannot believe that he had the gall to say this. "We're trying our best to help you, so I would just ask that you stay in the business and that God will bless you." Wow. And he then went on to ask farmers to support a bill that he just proposed that would fine the farmers for employing undocumented workers, require the farmer and or the workers to be deported, and then try to return under a new program. So he basically says, good luck to y'all. By the way, will you support this thing where I'll strip your workers away from you and fine you? And I wanted to share with you this. A farmer was recently interviewed by PBS Wisconsin. It's a dairy farmer, and he explained how critical migrant workers are to the dairy industry. Take a listen to this.
Any farm that employs anybody is going to have immigrants, any dairy farm. And at that point, we determined, based on everything that we know, that at least 80%, and I would guess 90% of the milk harvested every day in Wisconsin is harvested by immigrants. Well, there is no visa available for immigrants to get to work on dairy farms. The H-2A visa is for short-term employment, 10 months, and dairy is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So there is no legal way for them to get here. According to the directions from the IRS, if you look at the documents and they appear genuine, you accept them. And that's what we do. And all of our employees have green cards. If Congress isn't going to do their work, we still have to milk the cows. We still have to produce the milk. We still have to deliver calves.
And Donald Trump's solution to all of this is to strip farmers of their ability to make money through this tariff terror and the flip-flopping, and then to give them a bailout. But make no mistake, farmers know exactly what is going on. They don't want a bailout. They just want to sell their crops. This farmer calls that BS out strongly. Listen to this.
I have to ask, where do you stand on the White House's idea of helping farmers with tariff money that is being collected?
That's the most ridiculous thing. Let me explain to you.
Okay.
Your listeners, excuse me. Those tariffs I'm paying on inputs just this spring, and all of our parts, many of our parts come from other countries, all right? Just this spring, I go to my local John Deere dealer. I need a chain for my corn planter. I take it out of the box, John Deere box, dealt with these people for 40 years, John Deere part number, turn it over. It says made from China. Okay. I'm thinking, wow, that's odd. I just paid a tariff on that doggone thing. So here's the deal. I'm paying that tariff.
We'll let you hear the rest of that sound at the bottom of this hour. Coming up next, Jennifer Sullivan, we discuss the impact of the healthcare cuts. Stay with us.